Well, another tumultuous year in Australian politics is drawing to a close. The political landscape transformed by Tony Abbott's replacement as Prime Minister by Malcolm Turnbull. It's pretty incredible. I was here doing this show last summer. Would never have expected that I'd be back this summer talking about Tony Abbott no longer being the Prime Minister. But that's what happened. Tony Mitchelmore is the Managing Director of qualitative research company Visibility. He's been a pollster for no fewer than 9 Labor campaigns. His work with focus groups has picked up a fundamental change in the national mood following the leadership change. Tony Mitchelmore spoke with political editor Alison Carabine.
Tony Mitchelmore, good morning.
Hi, Alison. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, you wrote this week that this Christmas Australians will feel less bothered by politics than they have been in years. Your research has picked up a clear change in mood in the electorate. Just how fundamental has that change been?
It's pretty fundamental. The groups for the last few years have been quite heated in their discussions. You just have to bring up politics or how the country going or whatever the issue of the day is. And quite often the conversations would be heated or would lead on to heated conversations. But a lot of that heat just seems to have gone recently, and the groups just seem calmer and just not as bothered by stuff. And there's just less emotion and less heat. And I just think to some extent they're relieved that, you know, it feels like there's been a change in the way politics has been now being played.
Well, what do you think it is that Malcolm Turnbull has brought to the Prime Ministership that's taken the heat out of politics, eased that level of cynicism that's been in the electorate for the last 6 or 7 years or so?
It just doesn't seem to be that over-the-top, black and white, I'm right, you're wrong sort of approach. In New Zealand, John Key for a long time has been really good about taking out the heat out of an issue and just sounding incredibly reasonable. And Jay Weatherill's been very good at that, and Mike Baird's very good at that as well. And Malcolm Turnbull seems to be following the same sort of approach. He's not getting caught up in saying, I'm 100% right and you're 100% wrong. He's just sounding more reasonable, even a bit of good humour. And I think the electorate's picking up on that and picking up in a change in the way the game's being played.
Your work this year with focus groups also shows that the electorate is unsettled and insecure. Is it also a fickle electorate? Could it turn off Malcolm Turnbull just as quickly as it's embraced him, especially if he doesn't live up to expectations, which are pretty high?
Yeah, I get the sense that people want Malcolm Turnbull to do well, or whoever the Prime Minister is at the moment, especially the way that he is coming across at the moment. But at the same time, the electorate's saying, look, I've got my hopes up before in recent years and I've been let down. So, look, they're hopeful, but they're definitely wary, and there's no guarantees for him at all.
And the opinion polls certainly suggest that Labor voters also are embracing Malcolm Turnbull as their preferred Prime Minister. Is that what you've been picking up this year with your work with these focus groups?
Yeah, look, he definitely, in a head-to-head comparison with Bill Shorten, he outperforms him on almost any sort of character trait. He's coming across, you know, a lot better. You know, one of the interesting things is that for a long time, what people would say over and over in the groups about Tony Abbott was that, oh, look, I'm just embarrassed to see him on the world stage. Whereas with Malcolm Turnbull, they're saying the opposite. They're saying, you know, he actually looks quite good on the world stage. So you get a sense that they feel like perhaps for the first time in a while they've got a real Prime Minister. And that's comforting in a way.
But it's bad news for Labor and Bill Shorten. They've tanked in the opinion polls since the Liberal leadership change. Now, Labor has been working hard all year releasing policy, but there doesn't seem to be much cut through. What do you blame that on? Is it the substance or is it the delivery?
Look, a lot of communication, no matter what it is, whether it's, you know, in a commercial brand sense or in a political sense, a lot of communication is about who's saying it. And the propensity of people to listen to that person.
So it's the chief salesman.
Look, it's the salesman. I think Labor in general. I think Labor were, the feedback on Labor has never been good since that 2013 election, and they've really only been competitive because of Tony Abbott. And now that's changed with Malcolm Turnbull, There's nowhere to hide in a way. That Labor voice is not massively credible in their minds. It's just hard to cut through. I get a sense that, as I said before, they kind of want Malcolm Turnbull to do well. There's almost nothing more than that they would prefer than just 10 years of settled, reasonable, solid government. And so they're kind of more interested in that at the moment than listening to Labor.
So yeah. if Bill Shorten is still suffering a hangover from the Rudd-Gillard years, how can he turn it around next year when we're going to face another election?
Look, I think reality may well catch up with Malcolm Turnbull. If people are still insecure about the economy, and you just wonder how he's going to really prove substantive steps forward on the economy. And he's got to deal with the budget as well and the debt situation. So there's opportunities there, and they'll still be there. And so reality may well catch up with him, and that will be an opportunity for Labor to get back in the game.
And just finally, we don't know yet if Tony Abbott will contest the next election, but there are indications he'll stay on in Parliament. Is there any chance at all that he could do a Kevin Rudd and seize back the Prime Ministership, or does he lack what Kevin Rudd had, and that was strong public support?
Yeah, that's exactly it. The situations are completely different. When Labor decided to change from Rudd to Gillard, he still had the people on side. I mean, there were issues with his prime ministership, but it's still emotionally, he was very much on side. Whereas for Tony Abbott, it's just never been that way.
Tony Mitchell-Moore, thank you for your time.
No problems, Alison. Have a great Christmas.